The food service industry has taken a massive hit through this pandemic. Board BSA, the restrictions have been more long-standing and impactful than originally estimated. With a full reopening now just weeks away, Board BIA has published a new report setting out growth forecasts for the rest of this year and next year. Maureen Gahan is food service specialist with Board BIA. Maureen Gahan, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today.
No problem at all. Good afternoon, Gavin.
Tell us about the scale of revenue losses last year and this year.
Yeah, so last November we published a report that confirmed that the impact effectively of the pandemic on out-of-home or hospitality industry was pretty stark. So 47% drop in revenue. We had a market that fell from 8.5 billion in value to 4.5 billion. What we did suggest at the time was that there would be growth this year in 2021, but again, we didn't foresee the extent of the lockdown that was to follow. So today we're publishing a mid-year white paper, and we're saying that there will be growth this year of 11%, but that the real recovery won't happen until 2022, wherein the market will grow by as much as 56%. But again, remember that that's against effectively a market that was halved last year. So ultimately, it'll be another 18 months to 2 years before we're back to the pre-pandemic level.
But there have been changes in the meantime, adaptations that needed to take place, home delivery, click and collect, takeaway. Will that continue?
We're saying and suggesting that it will do, because these are trends that we've been speaking about for well over a year now, and we're still speaking about them, so they're not going away, particularly, as you say, that off-premises piece, whether it's click and collect. We've seen a huge growth in things like mobile food trucks and shipping containers, and a real appreciation from consumers. It's really about getting to where the consumers are. So certainly off-premises, an increase there, and from a supply point of view, it's understanding, you know, products or ingredients that suit that option. We also know that labour shortages are a huge issue. We were chatting about this even before COVID-19, but it's really been accelerated. We're hearing reports of some restaurants that are suggesting they may not be in a position to open on a full-time basis from the 5th of July when indoor dining returns. And again, from a supplier point of view, it's about saying, do you have labour-saving solutions for these guys? You know, ultimately, when we talk about Board BIA, the need to make informed decisions using insights, and our white paper is really about providing structure to an industry where there's still a certain amount of uncertainty, and that's what we're doing today.
Isn't one of the biggest challenges in trying to find people to work is that many of these jobs are very low paid?
Well, I suppose that's perhaps a discussion for that's outside of Board BIA's remit. I think it's a combination, and what we're hearing from the industry is that, you know, obviously the pub payments have been in place, still are in place. So for the moment, difficulty to entice people back to work. And also since early June, we've had hotels open. So effectively, as the restaurants and bars reopen for indoor from early July, it's just about that pool of staff, some of whom may have already gone back to home countries if they were non-Irish.
Maureen Gahan, thank you for speaking to us. That's Maureen Gahan, food service specialist, rather, with Board BIA.